Good afternoon and welcome to today's edition of In Focus. Grant Demme with you here today, joined alongside Al Roberts, the managing director of the Almont Fairview Manor Hospital Foundation. How's it going today, Al?
It's great, Grant. You know, we're gearing up for our big event this weekend, and I'm excited to share some details with you.
Yes, well, we touched on this a little while ago. It was actually a few months ago, so we figured it'd be a good time to reconnect because the 10th annual AGH Run Walk is taking place this weekend, and it's the first time you're doing it in the summer, so I wanted to ask you a little bit about that. But first, let's just dive right into the event itself. What is this Run Walk for Women's Health?
So this is the 10th year, and each year we invite participants to come out and either run or walk. There's three different distances. And the running and walking is but one aspect of it. We also encourage participants to collect pledges. And it's a fundraiser for the Almont General Hospital's Birthing Center. So as many people know, the Almont General Hospital Birthing Center now is a regional birthing center. Families deliver from all up and down the Ottawa Valley between Pembroke and Smith Falls. And so this is one way for us to raise funds, which go towards putting equipment in the hands of what we think are the best doctors, nurses, midwives, etc. And so we want them to have the best tools.
And of course, you mentioned off the top, it's the 10th annual, which means participation each and every year is obviously there, or else maybe you'd look at a different funding raising avenue. So I'll ask you again, heading up to the walk on Saturday, how has participation looked so far this year?
So we think we're at about 250 registrants now, which is fantastic. And, people either sign up to do a 3, 5, or 10K runner walk. We really encourage families to come out and do the 3K walk as a way of saying thank you to the birthing center. And all the runs and walks start and end at the Almont General Hospital. Things kick off on Saturday morning at 8 a.m. And the longest routes go out first. So the 10K walk and run goes first, and then the 5K, 3K after that. And typically people end up all converging back at the back of the hospital by around 10:30. And there's a party going on, Grant. We have face painting. We have some guests from Puppet Suff. We have the superhero Flash is going to be there. He's not allowed to do any of the timed events because we wouldn't want it to be unfair competition. But Flash is going to be there for the kids. There's going to be food provided by the Almont Civitan. We've got prizes. It's really going to be a celebration of what an incredible birthing unit we have at the Almont General Hospital.
Well, I was going to say it might be a little unfair if Flash participates, but you might have a few world records on hand if you do. So maybe that's something to consider.
That's right. That's right. Well, I think some of the kids would definitely want to challenge him. It'll be fun.
Yeah. And as you said, you know, it's not just the run and walk. It's a whole gathering. It's a party. You listed off all the events that are taking place outside of the walk run. So if you want to show your appreciation for the birthing unit, you know, you can head out there and you don't necessarily have to take part in the 3, 5, or 10K themselves.
That's right. So if people still would like to register and participate, and if they want to have their, you know, their time recorded, et cetera, there's still time to register. So people should go to our website, which is aghfvmf.givecloud.com. And they can still register. Registration is $50 for an individual. And that registration cost really just covers the costs of staging the event and all of that. And then we encourage people to, you know, ask 10 friends for $10. And if everybody did that, each participant would raise $100. And that would go a long way in putting us, in good shape in terms of the fundraising aspect of this. Last year, the event raised about $25,000, Over the course of the 10 years, this event has raised more than $300,000 for the Birthing Center and Women's Health at Almont General Hospital. And that money has been used to purchase everything from, you know, a new OR table, new operating room lights, new labor and delivery beds, something called a Panda warming unit, which is for the baby to go in after they're born, fetal heart monitors, all kinds of tools that when you put them in the hands of the best healthcare providers, which we have at the Almont General Hospital, it makes for an amazing experience for both mom and baby. And that's what this is really all about. It's making sure that the folks at the hospital have the best tools with which to care for people when they're delivering their babies.
You hit the nail on the head. I mean, the birthing unit, of course, is integral to the care you receive in Almont, but also the surrounding areas, because this is where a lot of local women go to have their children, and they need that support, and this is a great opportunity to do it, right?
People are so surprised, Grant, that we deliver over 400 babies a year. So, you know, it's easy to do the math. That's one baby a day at least. So the birthing unit is a very happening spot, which is always a great thing for society. We want lots of children being born, and you know, it's terrific to be able to have that kind of care close to home, whether you live in Renfrew or Carp or Stittsville or Carlton Place or Mississippi Mills. Having your baby close to home is really terrific, and we have two obstetricians, we have a group of phenomenal obstetrical nurses, we have a team of amazing midwives, and then there's all the other supporting staff, you know, dietitians and cleaning staff and ultrasound staff, and all the team comes together and supports you through your birthing experience. And supporting this run or walk, whether you you know, come out that morning and just make a donation, or whether you register and collect pledges, all of those funds go to making sure that we have the best equipment in our obstetrics unit and to provide women's health care.
And in case you needed even more incentives to sign up and fundraise and register for this run walk, there are some amazing prizes up for grabs. I'll let you run through them because I think they're just excellent. So what are some of the things that registrants can win this year?
Well, thanks for mentioning that, Grant. So we want to show appreciation for the people that do go out and fundraise. And we have some amazing people doing some amazing fundraising. You can win tickets to see Shania Twain at Blues Fest. You can win a kayak. You can win an outdoor pizza oven. You can win an outdoor home theater. You can win tickets to see the Red Blacks. You can win passes to the Carp Fair. You can win tickets to see some of the Puppets Up activities that are going on this year. So there's a whole host of prizes given to individuals or families or teams that raise the most money. But there's also a draw. Anybody that raises $50 gets a ballot to go into the draw, and you could win tickets to see Shania Twain at Blues Fest, or you could win tickets to see Cirque du Soleil on Canada Day. How cool would that be? So, you know, we do have some great prizes, and that's part of making this fun, and it's part of showing our appreciation for the people that do go out and fundraise on behalf of the hospital, because the funds really, communities can make a difference, as you know, through the Lake 88 Radiothon, Grant. Communities can really make a difference in the quality of healthcare that's provided by their local hospitals. It still blows people away to learn that although governments fund the operation of hospitals, they do not provide funding for clinical equipment. It's up to the hospital foundations, whether it be Perth Smith Falls, whether it be Carlton Place, whether it be Almont, to work with their communities through events like this to raise funds which allow the hospitals to purchase clinical equipment. So we put the best tools in the hands of what we consider to be the best healthcare workers.
Absolutely. And that's why foundations like yours and the community support is so integral, because we cannot take for granted the fact that we have these hospitals in our area, that we don't always have to go to Ottawa or Kingston to receive care that we need. We can go to Almont, we can go to Perth, we can go to Smiths Falls, and that's because of events like this, organizations like yours, and the support that the community props them up.
Well, it's also thanks to organizations like Lake, who puts on the radio-a-thon each year, who supports the Civitan Radio Bingo. All of those activities go hand in hand with things like our run and the different things that the hospital foundations are doing to raise funds. You know, most people still don't know that clinical equipment is not funded by the government. So when they learn that, they think, wow, that I didn't know that. And that's what makes them more motivated to say, yeah, you know what, I will pledge a runner, or I will buy a bingo card, or I will buy a lottery ticket for the Win 2023 car raffle, or whatever it happens to be. All of those things help local hospitals to purchase equipment, which wouldn't happen if it wasn't for community support.
Absolutely. And one last thing before I let you go, I mentioned at the top, this is the first time this run walk's taking place in June. Usually it takes place later in the year. Why the switch?
We traditionally held the event in the fall, and we wanted to try and attract more school children, more families, etc. And pushing a message out during the summer when everybody was away at cottages and camping and enjoying summer holidays was always a bit tricky. So we decided to hold the event in June this year and move our annual golf tournament to September instead. And we've had a nice uptick of the number of families that have registered, and we've had the information pushed out into the schools. So we're hoping to see a lot more. This is a celebration of the birthing center, so it's really important that the families that make use of the birthing center know about this event and can get on board and participate. So that's why we changed it. And, you know, the proof will be in the pudding, but we're looking forward to Saturday morning and seeing, you know, we're hoping to have more than 300 participants this year.
Well, I wish you all the luck. Again, the walk takes place Saturday morning. You can still register and donate at aghfvmf.givecloud.co. That website, that link will be on ours as well in case you missed it, lanarkleadstoday.ca. It'll be under the In Focus interview, which we'll be posting later on this afternoon. Al, thanks so much for joining me today. It's always a pleasure. Good luck on Saturday, and let's hope you raise a whole pile of money.
And Grant, are you challenging the Flash? Is that what I heard you say?
Well, I just might be. I just might be. People will have to come out and see if I raise the Flash on Saturday.
Thanks a lot, Grant.
Well, that'll do it for today's edition of In Focus. I'm Grant Demme. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you soon.